Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemakers Centre. It's the first show back for 2021 and joining us online from anthonybenici.com. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gilly. Happy New Year, buddy.
Mate, thanks. Same to you. I think we can stop saying that now. Is it about the time? I think it's about the time. Now, look, let's talk about New Year's resolutions. I don't know how you're going with yours. I might start mine today, but some people, I'm sure, have already broken them.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that the Journal of Clinical Psychology once put out a study on how many people bust them, and it's within the first 2 weeks, a quarter of them are gone. Wow. That was a study that I read. It's interesting, even showing, you know, 80% of gym goers, they'll drop out within 2 months. Like, that's 8 out of 10 people who start a gym membership. And I don't think that study was necessarily linked to New Year's resolutions, but it just shows you that our brains are so, I guess, wired to go against the new, okay? Even when the new, like a resolution, might be something positive for us, yeah? It might be, you know, get fit and lose weight and, you know, bury the hatchet or whatever it may be. So the new is always, I guess, attractive, but there's stuff in our brain that makes us go back to what we are comfortable with, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
Okay, so the notion of wanting to better ourselves, and we use, I guess, and all we're doing is framing it under this notion of New Year's resolution. Is it for that extra impetus to, well, it's a New Year's resolution, therefore this will work?
That's right. And that's another way we dupe ourselves. You know, it comes down to this, and it, by no means is this a foolproof method, but it's something that I've been working with for 16 years right across the globe with this whole Brain Blinkers thing that I do, as everyone knows. If they want to look at it, brainblinkers.com. But it's all around this idea that we can consciously go, oh, look, if we exercise more and we lose weight, and I'm just using them by way of example, right? But any change that we want to make, we can easily work out the benefits of the change, right? So if I went to the gym more often, if I got up earlier, if I did this, this would happen, this would happen. And our brain goes, yeah, that's cool. That'd be really good. I look better, feel better, live longer, all those things, right? Yeah. Fabulous. What we're not taking into consideration, if you think of it like a seesaw, is the other side of the seesaw. One side of the seesaw, or the benefits of changing, yeah, fabulous. But what on the other side is the benefit of staying the same? And that's what we're not fair dinkum about. That's what I really believe is one of the drivers why people stop going to, well, 8 out of 10 people stop going to the gym after they've started. Why, you know, a quarter of New Year's resolutions are gone, finished by 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's they're not being honest with what are the reasons or the benefits, I should say, of continuing to stay the same, eat the same food, not get up early, et cetera, et cetera. So it is absolutely that balance. And quite frankly, all the literature points this way, is that behavioral change of any sort, big, small, indifferent, won't occur unless the benefits of changing outweigh the benefits of staying the same. That's the guts of it.
What is the way to make that easier to digest for the brain, for the body, for your motivation?
What I preach and what I practice and what I show people in terms of the tools in Brain Blinkers, people learn more, just have a look at the website. But the guts of it is this. Put it on paper and quite literally draw a set of scales or a seesaw, whatever you like, and on one side, be honest and write down what are your benefits. And then on the other side, write down the benefits of change, right? And then write down on the other side the benefits of staying the same. And when people do that, and they might have done this for the first time ever, because we all know we should lose weight. We all know we should eat well. We all know we should, you know, look after ourselves better. But if we're not fair dinkum about the stuff, the benefits of continuing to eat whatever food we like, etc., then we won't even get in the game of change. So you ask me what do we do to get our brains more in tune with it? Be honest. That's the first step. And I think the awareness of that, I never cease to amaze me when I'm speaking virtually these days. And it happened just last week. I had a whole heap of people online, and this one guy talked about a particular brain blinker he had. And I said, well, what are the benefits of continuing to hold on to that? And he went, there's none. I said, mate, of course there is, because you've still got it after 30 years. And he really just woke up for the first time ever and going, oh, my gosh, it's who I think I am. It's my sense of self. It's my identity. So honesty is first of all, awareness. Be aware of what you're telling yourself. But then secondly, being honest with the things that are actually, or the benefits, I should say, that you're actually having by continuing to say you can't do something, or the benefits of not changing. We need to be honest with them.
Yeah, absolutely right. I'm with Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. You can find more at that website, or indeed brainblinkers.com. Mate, as always, thank you. We'll do it again right across this year, but thanks for your time this morning to get us kick-started for 2021.
Go get it, mate. Cheers.